This is Colourful.
Camden Council is in the good books of some people today because later on we're going to have a plaque erected in honour of a great Caribbean man who passed away some time ago. He was the first African Caribbean peer of the realm, Lord Leary Constantine, a cricketer. Ah, yes, now you know. Diplomat, man of letters, so many things.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased to have on the line Jack Beulah, the founder of the Nubian Jack Community Trust, in whose gift this particular plaque is, and he's on the line. Jack, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Henry. Good morning, all of
Colourful
Radio listeners around the world.
Now, cricket is in the doldrums at the moment, and so is art and culture because of the cuts. But
indeed,
in the name and the guise of Leary Constantine, that's quite a shot in the arm, isn't it?
Well, I would say so. I think one of the descriptions we've missed out is I would call him a phenomenon. I mean, he's erudite man, very eloquent, very urbane, and all the descriptions we've described him as really can't do him justice. He was a force of nature, Henry. He's an absolutely amazing man.
And can you tell us about the process by which you've arrived at this day? Because with English Heritage, which is the organisation lots of people are familiar with, the person has to be dead for 20 years, there have to be nominations, and finally a board says, okay, we think this is right, we're going to put up a plaque,
indeed,
you know, whoever it is, and they have to have an agreement with their local council and planning permission and the person who lives in the house today before it happens. What about the process with yours?
Okay, it was pretty similar. I mean, I used to work at English Heritage, and that's what inspired me to get into this blue plaque malarkey, if you like. The process usually is, Henry, people nominate a particular individual, and then I've got a board of trustees. We then sort of assess if they're, well, they're all obviously should be commemorated, but we sort of decide what's and who's the best person to be commemorated at a particular time. With Lord Leary Constantine, it was his birthday. In fact, it is his birthday today, the 21st of September. He would have been 109 years old. So we sort of thought, well, this would be a nice person to recognise and pay tribute to just before the circus of Black History Month.
And like C.L.R. James, of course, another great Trinidadian.
Absolutely, and the fantastic Trinidadian national as well. In fact, I worked in English Heritage to do the C.L.R. James plaque. I don't know if you know, it's in Brixton, a bit near you, Henry, Shakespeare.
That's right,
do you know
yes,
that one?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, he also wrote a well-known book with C.L.R. James, The Colour Bar. I don't know if you know that, but that commemorated the very first race relations, shall I say, issue, because there was no race relations law at the time, where Lord Leary Constantine had booked a hotel booking in Russell Square, 1943, with his family. Turned up there and was promptly told he could only stay for one night. And the barrister that he was, because he was a fantastic barrister as well, Henry.
He certainly was.
He sued them. He sued them, and he won. And he won the sum of £5. And that set the seed for what would later become, the baton that Amy Ashford-Garvey and others picked up, which became the Race Relations Act.
Can I ask you a question? Is this an official blue plaque?
It is.
Now, can I ask you, what's the added value of having a blue plaque on your house? Do you know how much more money it becomes worth once you've got one?
That's a fantastic question. For instance, in the case of Bob Marley, the Bob Marley plaque, that house is, you can name your price, because Bob Marley has a lot of fans around the world. Mm-hmm. In the true sense of the word...
Who do you think the biggest, the highest value person would be?
Well, it depends, doesn't it? I mean, you know.
I'm thinking you're putting a plaque up saying John Lennon popped into my house for a cup of tea once. Do you think that would be worth it?
No, that wouldn't be worth Jack if you thought of the pun. John Lennon does have a plaque to him in Liverpool, I'm sure you know. And that place there is recognised as a heritage site. And in truth, the whole value of putting up a blue plaque is to commemorate and recognise a particular person who's lived in that borough at that address, and to make it an address where the whole community can celebrate. Because if we don't do that, then people will be lost in history.
And do you think you're winning this particular battle, Jack? Because I know you've been doing it for quite some time. You set up and you launched the board game Nubian Jack.
Yeah.
People used to call it the Black Trivial Pursuit back in 1994. And that's 16 years. How many editions now? Sixth edition. It's now also sold in the States. Is that right?
30,000 copies later. And there's still so many, many more to do. And back to the plaque thing.
Yeah.
It's like a pyramid, Henry. You know, the building of a pyramid starts with the first brick.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we commemorate, the more we realise there's so much more people to commemorate. And in respect, it's kind of, we're obviously winning the battle, but you can never, give tribute to all the people who are worthy. So, I mean, I'm just doing my thing and
it taps into a wider kind of sense that people want to know who they are. You know, that documentary, Who Do You Think You Are? People are really passionate and interested in tracing their family trees, you know, genealogy. And so I suppose, in a way, you know, you've got a fair wind behind you.
We do. And to be honest with you, like, we're back again to Leary Constantine. I'm trying to be focused.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, so many people have said, my God, Jack, you're doing a fantastic thing. So many people, young people, don't know. So many... contemporary people, people who are slightly older don't know, can't remember who Lord Leary Constantine was. I mean, as I said, he was a gale, he was a hurricane. Henry, if you look at some of his pictures, if you Google Lord Leary Constantine's pictures, you will see a man who emanates class.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? He's looking at him now.
Absolutely. I posted a few posts on YouTube, or shall I say, a couple of YouTube clips of him on Facebook. And if you hear how the man speaks, I mean, he's so elegant, so classy. And he was, taken on the establishment. I mean, to be honest with you, one of the things I didn't put on the plaque, because I wanted to keep it quite open, he was a civil rights campaigner of the highest order.
Tell us more.
Well, he campaigned for people of colour's rights. I mean, you can't say much more than that. At a time when we lacked a voice, or at least someone as, clued up as him. As I said, he started with the taking on the hotel fraternity.
Hotel, yeah.
Because that was, that was the damn thing at the time, Henry. If you wanted to stay at a certain hotel, particularly in the West End, they could do what they like of you. They could say yes, they could say no.
Yeah.
And in truth, the reason why he was, unfortunately, only allowed to stay at night was there was a U.S. U.S. servicemen there who objected to his and his family's presence. And that's a kind of regular theme that has run throughout the early history of, African-Caribbean presence in this country. But, yeah, he's done many, many cases. Too numerous to quote, but very easily to find is Googled. But as I said, he's done so many other things. The one I would single out is his civil rights activity. Mm.
Jack, it's been a funny old 7 days on Colourful Radio, really, on The Breakfast Show. Anyway, we've been seen to be paying tribute to somebody on a daily basis, which is a great thing, but also it means that people have passed or whatever.
Yeah.
But obviously now with Leary Constantine, and we spoke about CLR James this morning, who incidentally I see wrote another book with Constantine back in 1933, Cricket and I, as well as the Colour Bar. But also we spoke about Arrow, of course, who passed last week, and Frank Critchlow. And I'm wondering I'm sure Frank Critchlow is somebody who's on your radar and possibly another person that deserves a blue plaque down in Notting Hill.
That is a fantastic question. I have no idea how you put that one in, but that's exactly, I'm speaking to the former Mangrove Committee, in fact, a lady called Debbie Gardner, because I was contacted on the day of his passing. I knew Frank as well, because I'm a former Labergrovian, if there's such an adjective, and I used to have my own business selling herbal remedies on the streets of Labergrove. So I frequently saw Frank, and he frequently gave me advice. Now, that's obviously tongue-in-cheek, if anybody can decode what I'm talking about. That's absolutely fantastic. But no, Frank is going to get a plaque. He's going to get two, in fact. He's going to get a blue plaque on 6-8 All Saints Road.
Wicked.
And we're going to put one in the Carnival Village, where I also have a plaque to Claudia Jones. But Frank, a Don Dada, a brother that took on the establishment as well, perhaps not as eloquently as, Lord Leary Constantine, but with equal impact. And it was sad to hear of his passing. In fact, his funeral is this Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So whoever can come down and support that.
Jack, I just wanted to cut a couple of points. First of all, one of the things that interests me is just listening to what you're saying. And the point that Henry made about where do I come from and people being interested in these things seems to me to speak to a wider issue here. There's a saying that news is what happens to you, right?
Yeah.
And, I'm thinking about this in relation to the teaching of history in schools, which seems to be dying out, I think, absolutely crazily. Right.
Yeah.
And somehow what this is about, you are, in fact, kind of putting flesh on people's history, as it were, making sure that people know about these people, which I think is a very, very good thing, whomever they are, from whichever community, I think, But doesn't it suggest that if you can personalise history, people will be interested in it?
Well, I tell you what, I got a call from a man who was in teaches in prison last week, and he had been approached by two inmates, just happened to be from the African Caribbean community, who told him, can he contact Nubian Jack? He's a writer, he does writing in prison, he also writes freelance for some papers. And he did get in contact with me, and we spoke. He said he'd never heard of it, and I sort of teased him a bit. I said, look, is this Nubian Jack concept, it's a phenomenon. It's under the radar. It's bubbling under. It's like a tremor. And when it ignites, it's going to make a significant contribution. And I teased him of the fact that there was two Black Queens of England. Now, most of us are really not interested in, you know, the royal family to a greater or lesser degree. But when you, as you said, personalize it and give it a cultural perspective, suddenly it becomes, well, if this is true, you know, we have perhaps been at best misinformed and worse lied to. But yes, there was two Black Queens of England, and I'm not going to elaborate unless you buy the board game.
Okay, well, I could end that mystery right now, but I'm not going to, because I think during October what we need to do is get you here in the studio to talk about those Queens of England and other English history that people may not know much about, okay?
When you're ready.
Okay, one last thing. What time and where today? Because members of the public can come along to the unveiling of this plaque, can they not, today in Camden?
They certainly can, Henry. The address is Kendall Court, which is Shoot Up Hill, which is between Kilburn and Cricklewood. And the time for the unveiling is 3 p.m. There's going to be a very high-profiled number of individuals there, from you know, Lord Botang to cricketers to people
so
in the
media. So Paul Boateng has been ennobled, has he?
I keep saying it, don't I? That's a Freudian slip, and it shouldn't be out, and I'm going to get wrecked by him. Because I have to say, by the way, he's also helping me to do a statue to a man called Walter Tull at the Imperial War Museum.
Right,
we won't elaborate on this. Maybe the next time on your show, Henry,
definitely.
I'll do it. That's going to be absolutely ginormous. But anyway, it's 3 p.m, Shoot Up Hill, Camden.
Jack,
NW2,
sorry, I'm just...
3PB.
Jack, just yes. Clue me in here. We're talking about Shoot Up Hill, okay? Mm-hmm. Just take me up Shoot Up Hill. As you're coming up from Cricklewood, from Kilburn, under the bridge, how far up is it? For people who said...
200 yards on your right. So if you get off at Kilburn Station, which is on the Jubilee Line, you'll walk up approximately 150, 200 yards, and it's on your right. If you're coming from Cricklewood, it's obviously on your left, because you'll be going down the down Shoot Up
And the
hill.
Name of the... name
shoot downhill at the time. Sorry?
The name of the block of flats, the place again?
The block of flats is Kendall Court,
okay,
K-E-N-D-A-L Court. If you want a sat nav, it's NW23PD.
Jack Beulah from the Nubian Jack Community Trust, paying tribute to Lord Leary Constantine, Renaissance man, polymath, lawyer, cricketer, freedom fighter, etc. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Henry.
Peace. Wonderful. Peace to you.
This is Colourful.